Good morning. Today we will be reading Ephesians chapter 3 after we have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. And as the psalmist prayed, so pray we now that you would open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of it. Thank you for this chapter and the truth that it teaches about the wisdom of God being manifest in the church. I pray that that wisdom would be shown in our church, which is your church. And we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for putting up with us. May we extend that same grace and mercy to others. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to do something a little unusual, and that is we're going to start at verse 19 of chapter 2, because this is one of those places in the Bible where the chapter break that we've been given really awkwardly breaks up the flow of thought that's being expressed. And I want us to see the full flow of thought here. So we're going to begin in chapter 2 and verse 19. And the other thing I want to point out for the sake of being able to keep up with what Paul is saying and not get lost here is he begins in what we have as chapter 3 by saying, "For this cause I, Paul," which we would then expect for him to say that he does something. "For this cause I, Paul, brush my teeth in the morning," or whatever it may be. But he doesn't do that. He interrupts himself. And he picks back up with that thought in verse 14, where he says, "For this cause I." So as we're reading, just bear that in mind so that you can keep up with the flow of thought that Paul is expressing here. Chapter 2 and verse 19 says, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen."